It's episode 288, and we've got plugins for video display, widget display, adding pop-ups, and the REST API. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another great, fun, filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North. I'm John Overall.
Fighting, wow.
I have no idea where that came from.
From Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And it is truly white up here. We weren't expecting snow, but for some reason, New Year's Day, we had a beautiful covering of snow throughout the entire area, which is rather quite nice. Sent the kids out for a few hours. It was wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Happy New Year to you, John, you and your family, and all the listeners that are paying attention to us this very moment. Thank you very much for tuning in. Got a lot of great stuff for you today in this show.
Yes, and Happy New Year's to everyone else from me to all of you folks out there today. So, of course, the usual right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate you leaving us a review there or hitting that little thumbs up button on the app you might be using.
That's
and
right.
The iTunes store, please stop into the iTunes store and leave us a review there. That really helps us out as a vast majority of our traffic comes from iTunes.
Yes, and I did the actual ritual today last night, whatever you want to call it, of preening my Stitcher subscribers in terms of like, you know, what I subscribe to.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, boy, did a lot of podcasts in the WordPress world fall off.
They do.
And I'm going to tell you, like, Dradcast was a huge one. Gone.
Is he gone already?
Yep, they're gone. They haven't done a podcast since June.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so many. There are probably 10 podcasts I had to take off my list because they didn't have a show for the last 6 months.
Wow.
So we are still here, as always. One of the longest-running, most episodic WordPress podcasts that's on the planet, and we do deserve your reviews for doing so. So please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you happen to consume podcasts. And remember, you can also follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And of course, actually, we are the longest continuous running WordPress podcast. Mm. The only one that is longer than us is The Tavern, but he went off the air for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, and even the other one, the WP Engineer, he started a month after we did, started this show. So we are the longest continuous running WordPress podcast. We've been here week after week, only missing an occasional week due to illness or something else.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So please help us out.
Please help us out, man. Fantastic show. All right, and of course, a little bit of self-promotion as usual here, although the self-promotion these days is just pushing you folks to go check out the WPPluginsA2Z.com jobs board, and that there is to help encourage WordPress professionals to either share jobs or looking for jobs. That due to right now, my workload is still pretty high for the most part, you know, with more and more jobs being pushed into the pike for the next couple of months for me.
Awesome. So make sure you check that out at WPPluginsA2Z/jobs. And I want to make the announcement, actually, that starting a new company.
Cool.
Yep. And it's going to be a kind of a WordPressy support type of a group, development, that kind of thing. It's called X2 Marketing or X2 Marketing, whichever way you want to deal with it. You can see it at x2marketing.com and X2 Marketing on Twitter. Right after I get back from my speech at Affiliate Summit, I'm going to actually start hiring some people, both in the business and development end. So stay tuned for that, but make sure you follow that X2 Marketing on Twitter.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, this is the moment here where we like to thank our donors to the show. And for those of you who come in $50 or more, we read out a note that you leave for us. And this week here, we have $50 from Jeremy at Jazzweb Pty Limited. And he says, great episode to wrap up the year, guys. I hope there's some more paying supporters in 2017 for you to continue. Thanks. Looking forward to a great 2017. I hope there will be increasing support for your work on the podcast, like more financial contributions from plugin and theme development companies and listeners. This mm-hmm. donation is on behalf of jkcooper.com.au, whom are a tree service and a clearing company in the Hunter Valley area of Australia. So thanks a lot, Jazz. We really appreciate your support of the show, Jeremy. You've been a great support through the last 6 months of 2016, and we look forward to more support in 2017.
Absolutely. And if you're sick of hearing Jeremy's name on the show, all it takes is $50 or more, and you can topple him right off the list.
Absolutely.
So we're going to keep letting him take that top spot until someone else outbids him. Absolutely. So congratulations to Jeremy. Thank you very much for your support. Also, remember, you can contribute through our Patreon account at patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z. You can donate on a monthly basis, and there's some incentives involved as well. Right now, the support there is good but thin, so we would appreciate some people stepping up. If you want to make a commitment to better yourself here at the first of the year, that's one thing that you can do to atone is donate to the show. So head on over to patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z.
Absolutely, and thanks again to those of you who came in under $50. You know who you are, and you're greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
And a little bit of just the announcement game, the giveaway that we have in a continuous basis at the moment. In the last giveaway, we had a winner for the WooCommerce product table plugin from Barn2 Media. And currently we have a contest running until January 13th where you can win a premium license for the WooCommerce Password Protected Categories plugin from Barn2 Media. They've been fantastic in helping support us by giving us premium licenses to give away for all their plugins, and they've got a couple more still to go. So stay forward, more contests, current contest till January 13th. So all you got to do is go give us your email address and sign up for it.
Excellent. We're giving back, see?
There we go. All right, and this week we have just a couple of pieces of news. You have a great piece of news there, Marcus. Why don't you go ahead and announce it out?
Well, about a month ago, Jeff Chandler and I were interviewed by John Parkinson from WordPress.tv, and that has now just launched. I have a link in the show notes, but you can just go to WordPress.tv, and we're right there. It's about a 25-minute interview with both Jeff and I on video at the same time, and that's the first time that we've ever done anything like that in terms of being the interview subject together, which was kind of strange. And it turned out really, really nice. So check it out at WordPress.tv.
Absolutely. I'll give it a check out. And we do have a couple of pieces of news this week. One picked up from Forbes magazine is how WordPress ate the internet in 2016 and the world in 2017. It's a pretty interesting article about WordPress's growth throughout the internet and what's expected in 2017 with WordPress. Check it out. It's a great link in the show notes. And a couple of articles here, one of them on the WordPress REST API, blocking access to it. I've got a couple of plugins coming up for review on this, but it's a really interesting article about how in 4.7 they removed a couple of things, and you'll want to look at it if you're not using the REST API. Wow, for some reason, it's a tongue twister. At any rate, it's a really interesting article. And also another great article here on how you can repair corrupted, broken, or missing files and databases in WordPress. And this is one from WPMU Dev. It's a really great in-depth article, as a lot of their articles are. So check out that information and other news and pieces that will appear for the show.
Outstanding. And we have a little bit of listener feedback, reviews, it looks like.
We do. We have a couple of them.
All right, let's start it off. We got some Stitcher reviews, which is cool. 5 out of 5 has been pretty cool. That's a good one from Marty V. Excellent show. Great way to keep up with new and interesting WordPress plugins. The hosts do a good job of keeping the show fun and informative. That's our goal. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Marty. And another 5 out of 5 from Stitcher Radio from Mary Ann 0528. The best. I learn every time. This is the best show that I listen to. I wait for a new episode, then do them more often. Yeah, well, I'm not going to do them more often until we have more support for the show. Yeah. You give us more support, we might move it to more than once a week.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, we appreciate that, Marianne. Thank you so much. And remember, those contributions, they do add up. So please take a few moments in whatever platform that you consume the podcast in and leave us a review.
Yes, the contributions definitely do add up, and they allow us to buy better equipment, as you will hear starting the next episode when a new higher quality mixer and other things arrive to allow for loopback feeding.
Good.
All right. Well, I guess that takes us off to meat and potatoes time, eh?
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
We go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week is called Display Widgets. And this is a plugin that sooner or later you're going to need or want. Because sooner or later you're going to have the need to either hide a widget or show a widget on specific pages, or you're going to need to hide or show a widget for signed in or logged out users, depending on your needs. And there's lots of ways to do it, but and there's lots of plugins to do it. And I may have reviewed this plugin in the past, but I recently had to bring it back forward again for a project I was working on. And what this plugin does is quite simply, you go in, turn it on, go to your widgets, and it adds an extra spot there where you can choose to show this plugin to every page or hide it on specific pages or to hide or show this plugin for logged in or logged out users. It's that simple, and it works very, very well. It's a fantastic plugin, Display Widgets, and I gave it a 5 dragon rating.
Very nice. All right. Well, I've got a really good one to start off the year with. It's called Shrinking Video. And John, I'm sure you've seen this where possibly you're maybe on a web page that has a video on the top and you start to scroll down and it moves the video over to the right side, either to the top or the left, and kind of shrinks it so you can still see the rest of the page while you're still watching the whole video. And that's exactly what this plugin does. So if you've got a video embedded on your page and it's somewhere towards the top, as they scroll down, that video will then shrink itself and move to the upper right or upper left corner. Ooh. And then you can keep on reading while that video starts playing. So really nice, really, really nice plugin. And I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I've been seeing more and more of that appear on websites recently.
Well, now you might see it even more that we've let the cat out of the bag about this plugin.
That's a very useful plugin. Will help out quite a bit.
Yes.
Okay. The next plugin I've got here is Disable REST API. And this is in reference... Well, I know. There's reasons for it. This is in reference to the article that I mentioned previously in the news section. And what it is, the REST API, you know, everyone knows about it, flying cars and everything. But some changes have been happening with it. Previously, there was a filter that prevented instant access in WordPress. And at 4.7, they removed the filter. And now you can go in there and you can type in a simple command there and get everyone's user list and other data, which has always been available. But with the REST API, it's even more available. And what this plugin here does is it disables the REST API for anonymous call-ins, so that anonymous users can't access that data instantly. This allows you to use it so that only logged in users or people using API calls properly allows them to access the data. So it's a very useful tool, and it puts back what WordPress took out from the development of it so that anonymous can no longer access. It's a really great plugin. It's very simple. It has no settings or anything. You just install it and activate it, and it's there. So check it out. I gave it a 4 dragon rating. It's the Disable REST API.
Hmm. Very interesting. I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Next plugin is a simple little add-on to the editor. It's called Add Pop-Up to TinyMCE. And just like it says, it's a simple way to add a quick pop-up on your post, page, whatever you want to do. It basically just adds a button called Add Pop-Up into the visual editor, and then you can click on it and construct your own pop-up that goes into that page, and you're done. Just one click, and that's all you need to do. So it's called Add Pop-Up to TinyMCE, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That's a great way to put a pop-up onto your site.
It's one of the easiest ways that I've seen. There's plugins that are abound about making pop-ups, but they don't happen in the editor.
Absolutely. Okay, the next one I've got here, and the final plugin I've got here for today, is called REST API Log. And what this one is for is to allow you to get in there and see what is being hit in your REST API. What data are people trying to call up through your REST API? Very simple plugin. You just install it, activate it, and it allows you, it just builds up an API log. You go look at the log and you can go see what's calling, how long it's taking for it to be called, where it's being called from. So you can get an idea of who, how, and why they're hitting your REST API on your website. So a very simple plugin, works very well, produces a very nice clean log. So I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, REST API log.
Great. Yeah, that's very important, especially when you're getting into the REST API anew, mm-hmm. and we're all getting into it new. So it's nice to see what's happening and going on in that respect. The final P add CC email. And just like it says, it allows admins and multiple recipients of admin email. You can add a CC into that so that instead of just going to one administrator, it maybe goes to two. So let's just say on the WP Plugins A to Z site, if John wanted to get notifications, but I also wanted to see them too, then he could just add a CC into all the admin emails that go out, and it would also copy me in. Really handy tool. Great if you've got clients that want to see the notifications, and maybe you do as well as the webmaster or the administrator of the site. This is a great plugin in which to do that. It's called WP Add CC Email, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Absolutely useful for everyone. Okay, this episode here I covered up display widgets, which I gave a 5 to, disable REST API, which I gave a 4 to, and REST API log, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about shrinking video, which I gave a 5 out of 5. Add pop-up to TinyMCE gets a 4 out of 5. And WP Add CC Email, also a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. This space here is for commercials, promotions, bits and pieces. Depends on what we come up with. Currently, I am sharing this area with bobwp.com, which is a great resource for WordPress e-commerce issues. They got a lot of really interesting articles, a really interesting podcast you'll want to check out. Lots of useful information about WP e-commerce or WordPress. WooCommerce, sorry. Tangle my tongue over it. You know, great podcast. Check it out at bobwp.com.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about a podcast and site that I love, which is Adam Silver's podcast, which is kitchensinkwp.com. And that is a show that also comes out religiously every Monday. And Adam does an outstanding job at that. So check that out at kitchensinkwp.com.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We had him on a show once way, way back.
Yeah, we got to start doing that again.
Yeah, try to bring him in again. See if we can get some other podcasters in to talk and chat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all we got for this show here. Just the usual reminders. Don't forget, you can get the show over at iTunes. If you're listening there, please take a few minutes and give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, don't forget you can leave a review there also and hit that little thumbs up button in the corner for us. We'd greatly appreciate that.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch. follow my new company at x2marketing.com. And remember, follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!